We are at the White House. At Malabar Hill in Bombay. And we find this young hero of our story entering into the big mansion accompanied by his elderly friend Videsh, who is now greeted by a number of people. Members of his staff, his secretaries, some of the people working in his editorial staff, and also some workers working in the garden, working in the household, all greeting these two young persons. Anak is overwhelmed with the hugeness of the building, with the number of people greeting. But his mind, as I said, was stunned. Mind was stuck, paralyzed, and he was not able to appreciate all that was around him. He was very quiet. He was wondering himself, what has happened to me? Where is his cheer, his smile, his happiness? He was asking, where is myself? Where am I? And there was no answer. Videsh presently calls a young woman. Her name is Leela. And says to her, here is our young guest. Take charge of him and see that he gets everything that he needs. And presently, Leela comes forward and takes the young man along with her. He very quietly follows her and is taken to his room. It's a very beautiful, big room for one individual. It was too big for him. He doesn't react to anything. His luggage is placed in its right place. Leela tries to speak to him, does not succeed. Then she takes his hand in her hand. And immediately he says to her, I don't touch women, Anak says. Leela is rather shocked. She withdraws her hand and says, remember, I am not a woman. Nor are you a man. But it is your concern. She becomes rather stiff with him. And she leaves him in his room. she does not meet him thereafter. She sends the food to him to eat, but she watches because the work was given to her to look after his needs. The first encounter was not a very happy encounter. And Anag, after his bath, after he gets refreshed, looks out through his window, which opens out on a vast ocean, beautiful ocean. But even the beauty of the ocean doesn't stir him. And he asks himself, why am I not happy with the ocean? What has happened to me? There is no sense of wonder with the hugeness of the ocean. He had never seen the ocean in his life before because he was living in a village where, apart from a small river, there was nothing else as far as the flowing of water is concerned. But even this huge ocean does not stir him. He comes back to his chair, sits down at his desk, takes out a piece of paper, writes on it, what is matter? This is the one question which is reigning in his mind. What is matter? And presently Videsh comes into the room, greets him, he stands up, he's asked, are you happy? He says, yes, I'm happy. Everything is alright, everything is alright. What are you doing? Sees his paper, what is matter? So he laughs and says, oh, you are a bright young man, Vidya says with a great enthusiasm. That was his character. Full of life energy. Videsh means life energy, bubbling energy. She says, what is matter? Says, matter is meant for life. That was his answer. Matter is meant for life. Life is meant for creativity. And creativity is making forms after forms after forms. Yes, the Angelo said, no. Creativity is form, form making. Very good answer. Form making. So he said, creativity is making forms and forms and forms. Anand does not answer. Videsh withdraws, is alone again in his room. Now a new thing has happened in his mind after this answer which he has received from Videsh. What is life? One question was already troubling him, what is matter? Now a new question arises, what is life? And what is the connection between matter and life? How is life different from matter? Is there a difference between the two? If so, what is the difference? Can you help, Anand? Can you answer this question? What is the difference between matter and life? What is the difference between a stone and a plant? Can you make out any difference between the two? Yes? Yes. The stone does not feel the pain, but the plant does. Yes? The plant lives and the stone does not. How do you know it lives?
Because it keeps on growing.
Good. So you could say the stone does not grow, but the plant grows. Therefore it lives. Yes?
A plant is stone is higher than a plant is
so. Stone is high and plant is not so high. Good? You take a plant which has withered away, what happens? Is there a difference between withered plant and stone? Does it grow, withered plant? What do you say? Pardon?
You say it won't die.
Yes, it has died. The stone does not die, the plant dies. Right? Fine, this was another question in his mind now. What is life? He just looks blankly at the wall because he has no books to consult, no library around as he had earlier in his house. Lies down in his bed, staring at the roof. There is a blankness in the mind. Now, at this moment, Leela enters into his room. He says, tell me, what are you thinking about? He said, what is the matter? You are not happy here? He said, no, I'm happy. You want to talk to me? She said, no. She said, but I want to talk to you. I said, all right, talk to me. What should I talk about? Then she looks at his notebook. What is matter written there? What is matter? She said, look, you may be a budding philosopher, but I am already a philosopher, Leela said. Therefore, if you want to find the answers to your questions, I invite you to talk to me. I have answers to your questions. Anak is moved and says, fine, tell me what is mind. Those two questions are apart. What is matter? What is life? These two questions already were in his mind. But now he puts a question, what is mind? So, Leela asks him the question, do you know what is thinking? He said, I knew what was thinking, but I do not anymore know what is thinking. I knew what was thinking, but now I do not anymore know what is thinking. Why do you think he answered this question in this way? Can you find out? I knew what was thinking, but I do not know anymore what is thinking. Yes? He's confused. Yes, good. Yes?
Because he used to think, but now he doesn't, and now he can't.
He can't think anymore.
Oh, he can't think because he's stunned in his mind. Right? You have something to say? No? Fine. You must remember that Anak is a young boy who used to think a lot, but he had never seen, he never asked the question, what is thinking? You know, you can think without knowing what is thinking. No? Have you experienced it? You can think without knowing that you are thinking. Have you experienced it any time? You are thinking, but you do not know what is thinking. Have you felt it any time? No. Supposing you see an ocean, you are looking at it. A friend comes from behind and gives you a thud on your back, and you suddenly turn back and he asks the question, what are you doing? Then he realizes that he was seeing the ocean. He was seeing the ocean, but he was seeing it. You know, there is a very interesting word in English language which you must learn. There is perception, and then there is apperception. Perception and apperception. Perception is an act of perceiving, and apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Perception is an act of perceiving, and apperception is an act of perceiving that you are perceiving. Right? You may perceive, but when you perceive that you are perceiving, and this can go on, to perceive that you are perceiving that you are perceiving, then you can, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. And further, you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving that you are perceiving. No, it is like a mirror. If you put one mirror against the other mirror, what do you see? Have you seen any time? Yes. Huh? What happens? You see many mirrors. Mirrors after mirrors after mirrors after mirrors, no? So, similarly, you may think, but you may not think that you are thinking. So a time comes when you think and you know that you are thinking, and then you think that you are thinking that you are thinking, and you think that you are thinking that you are thinking that you are thinking. No? It's a very important stage of development. This young boy was passing through a very important stage of his development. So when he said, I was thinking, but no more I can think, that means already now he understands what he is thinking. Because now he says, I was thinking, I am now no more thinking. So he recognizes what he is thinking. And he says, I am no more able to think. There is a very important word in English language again, which says that there is in us Thank you. There is in us a witness. Every one of us is a witness. Witness, you know the meaning of a witness? Anybody knows the meaning of witness? Yes? Witness is one who watches. Yes? Tell me.
Someone
who watches. A witness is one who watches. So, Leela answered, good. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness, she said. You are now entering into a consciousness of a witness. And he was surprised, what is this? And Leela said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. When he said, I used to think, but I no more think now, she said, you are now entering into a state of a witness. And he withdrew himself and said, what is this witness? Leela went away. This was the only answer she gave and she went away. She was a young woman of about 27, 28 years of age. Extremely intelligent, with a very good brain power, and she had done a good deal of study of philosophy. She had read a lot of Indian philosophy, a lot of Western philosophy. In fact, she had stood first in her examinations throughout. Very bright students. And she was very observant. She all the time was observing. She was watching because she had a developed sense of witness consciousness. Whenever you can watch, you examine yourself. When you watch, you watch that you watch. If you are very quiet, you will not only watch, but you will also watch that you are watching. Have you made experiment any time? No? Have you seen any time when you watch, you begin to watch that you are watching? In fact, one of the great exercises that everyone should perform in his life is to watch. To see that you are seeing, to think that you are thinking. When Anak was left alone in his room, once again he was stunned. And he asked himself, what is thinking? And his mind was not moving forward. What is thinking? Now let us see. Let me ask a question to all of you. Are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yes? What is thinking? When you say you are thinking, you should be able to tell me what is thinking. Yes?
To see or to visualize something in the head.
There is a difference between seeing and thinking. Is there a difference? Yes? So your answer is of what you are seeing, but of thinking. My question, what is thinking? Yes? Yes, you should have ideas in your mind. Apart from seeing, you should have ideas in your mind. That is the mark of thinking. Thinking is concerned with ideas. Yes, you have something to say? But he was not able to go forward. He had on the idea, some ideas moving forward, but he didn't know what is thinking. Merely having ideas is not thinking. Idea is a part of thinking, but it's not the whole process of thinking. There should be ideas in the process of thinking, but mere having ideas is not thinking. Is that right? Yes? Yes?
You should have dictionary beside you.
You should have dictionary beside them. Good. And suppose you have a dictionary with you, what do you see?
Words.
Huh? You'll get the meaning. Would you like to see the dictionary? Yes? Alright.
Afterwards.
Alright. When you go home, you open the dictionary and see what the dictionary says, what is thinking. But now immediately, Anna was very much concerned with three questions. What is matter? What is life? What is thinking? And now he had entered into this idea of witnessing. This was a very dry period of his life. There was a visit to a desert in the mind. You know desert? What is a desert? You know what is a desert? Yes?
Plain dry area.
Plain dry area. Where there is no greenery, no wetness, right? So, he found that he was traveling in a dry, plain area. His whole heart, there was no feeling in his heart. It is all dried up. There is no charm, no wonder. There was only a thought, an idea, but without knowing what is an ideation, what is thinking. And suddenly he got one letter. It was dropped in his room. It was a letter written by Leela. She was a very nice, good teacher. She wanted to do all that she could do to treat her guest so that all his anxieties, worries, problems could be resolved. That letter was a very short letter and said, "Dear Anak, I have a remedy for you. The remedy is think of the subject and the predicate. Think of the subject and the predicate. That's all. Finished. Very short statement. Think of a subject and the predicate. Now these two words are difficult words. Now you have to tell me what you know about subject and the predicate. Have you heard these two words?
Yes.
Subject and the predicate. Yes? You heard of these two words? Yes?
Two parts of a sentence?
Yes, good. Let us see. Two parts of a sentence. A very good answer. sentence has two parts. Now give me an example of a sentence.
I saw a cat.
A
cat.
Hen.
Cat.
All right. I saw a cat. Good. Now, what is subject and what is predicate? Yes?
The cat is the subject.
Cat is the subject.
Sorry, I is the subject.
I is the subject. Good. And where is the predicate? Yes? So is the predicate. And what is the cat? What is the predicate? What is the cat?
So a cat
as a whole is a predicate. What is the object? Pardon? Yes. Direct. Oh, good. Cat is a direct object. Good. Now, this is a small sentence, and Leela just gave a very small hint. There is a process of thinking here. I saw a cat. Now, let us see. Now, Anav was thinking, when he got this idea, now he was thinking of a sentence like this. And then, he began to perceive something very important. First is the word I. Question is, what is I? Can you understand what is I without thinking? I is a witness. Correct? I saw a cat. I is a witness. So unless I witness, I cannot think. So the first part. Secondly, to understand that this is a cat, I must have an idea, but a very special idea. You spoke of idea, which is good. I must have the idea of cattiness. You know the meaning of cattiness? No? Anybody? What is cattiness? Supposing I say, I see a white cat. White is a word, is an object. Can you see white without thinking of whiteness? Right? You must understand what is whiteness, isn't it? Good. Similarly, if you want to say, this is cat, you must know what is cattiness. Why do you call it a cat? Because there is something like cattiness. Good. Now, thinking about it all the time, by the evening, it took one full day for him to come to this conclusion, which was very important. I cannot think without universals. Very important statement in it. I cannot think without universals. Let me write down this word. What is the universal? Can you give some examples of universals? Any universal? Any example of universals? Whiteness is a universal, yes? Pardon?
Something
in the whole world, yes. Good. Something that is spreading the whole world. Whiteness is everywhere in the world. Therefore, it is universal. It's a good answer. What is your name?
Oriman.
Oh, she was sitting last time here. Very good answer. That which you find everywhere in the world is called universal. Now you can give easy examples of these universals. Can you? Yes?
Vehicles.
Yes?
Something that you do.
Something that you do here or everywhere in the world. I give the examples of those things which are everywhere. Yes? Pardon?
Nature.
Good. Yes.
Air.
Yes. Good.
These are.
Waste. What is waste? Waste. Good. This is a big question of Plato. Plato had a big difficulty with the idea of waste and dirt. Very good. Very nice. You see how Plato is near to the mind of Lisa. Yes? Pardon?
Earth.
Yes. Yes?
Everything.
Yes, good. Very nice. Excellent example. Everything. Good.
Sky.
Good. Sky is everywhere. Good.
People.
Good. Yes.
All living creatures.
Good. We have found a good many examples. Yes.
Infinite.
Wonderful question now. Let us see. Is infinite universal? Is infinite only one or there are many? This is a very important question. If infinite is only one, it is not universal. If there are many, then it is universal. It's a very good, I like this very much. Lisa, you have got good philosophic mind. Yes?
Infinite is zero?
Zero. Concept of zero. Good. Yes?
The universe?
The universe itself. If there are many universes, yes, it is only a, shall we say, it is universal. Good, anyway, this is a question which has to be thought over. It's not easy to answer this question, but you will find that many things that you have said can be considered for certification as universal. But in any case, all qualities, you know the meaning of quality? Have you heard the word quality? Yes? Yes, whether it is good or bad, goodness is quality, badness is quality. Any other example of quality? You know the difference between quantity and quality? Yes?
Perfection?
Perfection is a quality, yes, good.
Quantity is how many things are there.
Yes.
And quality is
how the thing is. Excellent. What is your name?
Oromia.
Huh? Oromia. Beautiful. Very nice. I think that there are many budding philosophers in this class. Huh? Many budding philosophers. Very good. Philosophy is not in books. Philosophy is in the mind. If you examine your mind thoroughly well, you become a philosopher. You study your mind and you become a philosopher. So now you gave a good example of quantity and quality. Now take examples of qualities. You gave an example of goodness and badness. Any other quality you think of? Angelo, you have got some ideas of what qualities are? Some examples of qualities? No? Whiteness is a quality? No, whiteness is not a quality? No? What is whiteness? Is it a quantity? No. Neither quantity nor a quality. Yes? Any other idea of quality?
Half material,
half
good and half bad.
Oh. Redness is a quality? The flower is red. Is redness a quality? Yes? Yes. Is it universal? Greenness is a quality? Yes. Beauty is a quality? Yes. So now you have many examples of quality, of universals.
The way things are?
Where the things are, yes. Good. Now, this one day was over, the next day starts. On the second day, Leela has sent one more letter. She sends letters because Anand doesn't talk much. So she is very much considerate. If somebody doesn't talk, one should not disturb somebody and impose yourself on him or on her. So she is now sending letters after letters, little by little. In a day, 3-4 letters now pour upon him from Leela. Because Leela is looking after him. She has been given a child to look after him, to make him happy. So in the second letter she says, thinking is inference. It's a new sentence that's now come. Thinking is inference. Have you heard the words inference any time before? inference. Have you heard this word before? No, new word. So now, inference, let us take an example. All planets orbit around the sun. You understand the sentence? All planets, this is from astronomy, all planets orbit around the sun. This is the second letter of Lila. She first of all only gives a sentence, thinking is inference. In the afternoon she wrote a letter in which only one sentence was given. All planets orbit around the sun. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Is this correct statement? All planets orbit around the sun. You know the meaning of this orbiting? Tell me. Yes, spinning around. Good. So all planets spin around the sun. The next sentence is therefore, which is very important. Therefore, what is the next sentence now? Some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. You write down these two sentences and I'll see what is the main thing to be observed. All planets orbit around the sun, first sentence. Now you write down second sentence. Therefore, some bodies that orbit around the sun are planets. Whenever any sentence begins with therefore, then that sentence is called inference. Any sentence that begins with the word therefore is called an inference. You take any example. I saw that you were keeping silence. Therefore, it follows that you were not talking. Very simple inference. I saw that you were keeping silence. Therefore, it follows that you were not talking. I saw you near the house of Patricia. Therefore, you were not in your house. This is an inference. You can make out such sentences? No? Any sentence of this kind can you make? Yes?
I saw my dog run away.
Yes? Good, excellent. Any other sentence like this? Yes?
I went to school, therefore I was learning.
Therefore?
I was learning.
I was learning. Good. Fine. So this is what is called a kind of inference. third day she wrote another letter. It's a very famous inference. All men are mortal. Socrates is a man, and therefore Socrates is mortal. I'll write down this for you. Writes, all men are mortal. Socrates is a man. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. This is called an inference from two sentences. In the first one, you had an inference from one sentence. Now here it is much more complex. Two sentences and then you have a conclusion. An inference from two sentences. When you combine two sentences, you get a third sentence. Right? In the first one you had only one sentence and you got the second sentence. Now you have two sentences and out of that you get a third sentence. So inferences are of two kinds. So now this is the third letter from Leela. Inferences are of two kinds. Immediate inferences, and mediate inferences. Two words. Immediate inferences and mediate inferences. Immediate and mediate. Immediate is an inference in which there is no gap between the first sentence and the second one. It's immediate. You go from one to the next without any passing to anything else. In the mediate inference, there is a gap between the first sentence and the third sentence. It's a mediate sentence, intermediate sentence. It's a middleman, as it were. If I put my hand here and she catches my hand, it's an immediate connection. And then if she puts her hand to Susie, then I am connected with Susie, but through Dipti. It's mediate connection, not immediate connection. Now, when you think, you will find examples of both immediate thinking, immediate inference, and mediate inference. This is how you become aware of your thinking. What is thinking? Thinking consists of immediate thinking and mediate thinking. Thinking consists of immediate inference and mediate inference. all thinking, you take all process of thinking, you will find immediate inference and mediate inference. You know, these three letters and this little, these few sentences were enough to break the mind of another. There was an immediate relief in his mind. And next time when Leela appeared in the room, he smiled. He was very grateful to her because a big blockade in the mind had disappeared. He had understood what was thinking. And now he was able to think and become conscious of thinking. And when she came into the room, she said, "You have become a witness who is other than yourself. You have become a witness who is other than yourself." You are a witness and yet you are different from yourself. So there was a shock for some time when he heard this sentence. You are a witness but other than yourself. Witness only watches. And that which is watched is other than himself. And she said, "This is the beginning of self-knowledge. This is the beginning of self-knowledge. When you witness what you are doing, then you begin to have knowledge about yourself, what you are." And then she said, "I will give you one more sentence. The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. And the more you control yourself, the more you know yourself." Alright, you have written this? The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. And the more you control yourself, the more you know yourself. The two had now become friends. Leela and Anak became very good friends. That evening, when the moon was bright in the eastern horizon, they both sat on a bench and he began to ask her, "Where do you live?" Up till now he was so occupied with himself, he was concerned with his mind. Now he asks, "Where do you live?" She said, "I live next door. I have a room just next to your room." And then she began to explain. She said, "In this house, which is a very big house, there is a special apartment of Mrs. Modi. Her name is Rupa. She is not here just now, she has gone abroad. But she is an extraordinary woman. She said, we are 4 secretaries attached to Rupa. She was only one of them, but there are 4 secretaries. There is Rupa, there is Leela, there is Nalini, there is Shalini, and there is Sujata. There are 4 friends, so to say, all of them attached as secretaries of Rupa. In what way was she extraordinary? He asked. Said, you will see when you meet her. She is coming very soon, and you will find out what she is. But I shall take you to her rooms when she is not there. And if you like tonight, you come with me and I will take you to her room. So at night, both of them visited the room of Rupa. That room consisted only of paintings all over. Huge paintings, beautiful paintings. All paintings from the West. Then there was another room, next one. It consisted only of Indian paintings. There was a third room where there are so many beautiful sculptures. Sculptures of ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, ancient India, all kinds of sculptures. You know the meaning of sculptures? Yes?
Statues,
good. All kinds of statues. And then inside there was one room where there was only one chair and a small table and nothing else. And she was told that Rupa actually lives in that room most of the time. Alone. Within a few days she was to come and Anand began to wait for her arrival. In the meantime, Videsh came to see this young boy to ask how he was faring. And he asked the question, do you want to join a college? You remember this was the question put to him earlier. Have you changed your mind? Do you want to join a college? So Anand said, no, I am now convinced life is a great teacher of life. I want to learn life from life itself. Already my last few days have taught me. It is from my life that I have learned what is life. And I want to continue this experience. So Videsh was very happy, and then he asked him the question, I heard so much about Rupa. Can you tell me something about her? So he said, I do not know her sufficiently. He was his wife. And he said, I do not know her sufficiency. I respect her. I love her. But I do not understand her sufficiency. I am myself a vitalist. And she is an idealist. Now these are very important words. I am a vitalist and she is an idealist. Let us see what it means. He said, I am a vitalist and she is an idealist. I think you have a chance to see the dictionary now. You go to your school today and tomorrow and see in the dictionary what is the meaning of vitalist and what is the meaning of idealist. Pardon? You have an answer? Oh, good. Alright, so we meet tomorrow again. Thank you.